Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue and shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this fourth Sunday in Lent. Today's Old Testament reading from Isaiah is quite a departure from the last few prophets' messages we have been hearing. Instead of the unfaithfulness and impending judgment on God's chosen people, we have here a song of trust and thanksgiving to God. The text has been set to music as the Old Testament canticle in the order of prayer and preaching in Lutheran service book, which we now hear. Tells the Christians at Corinth that he considers them, and also Christ, no longer according to the flesh. Before his conversion, he believed that Jesus was no more than another man. After his conversion, he proclaimed the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, the Messiah, telling them that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All this is from God, not from anything we did or could do. The focus is on Christ reconciling us to God, and, as we are now ambassadors for Christ, we take an active part in proclaiming this message of reconciliation. The hymn, "Today Your Mercy Calls Us," sings of God's mercy and the sacrifice of Christ for our sins.
A reading from the fifth chapter of the second letter of St. Paul to the church at Corinth. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Gospel reading, we continue the theme of reconciliation in the well-known parable of the prodigal son. St. Luke presents it as the third parable told by Jesus when the Pharisees and scribes grumbled about Jesus associating with tax collectors and sinners. All three speak of the lost being found. In this parable, the son leaves home with his inheritance, living sinfully until he exhausts his riches. Having to face famine, he realizes that he could return to his father's house on his terms, living as a servant. But his father, whose outpouring of love led him to run to meet his returning son, which would be seen as being below the dignity of the older man, embracing and kissing him before any words were expressed. He also received his son not on the son's terms, as a servant, but fully recognized as his son, receiving the best robe, a ring for his hand, and shoes for his feet. As St. Paul wrote to the Corinthian Christians, the son was completely reconciled to his father. The older son, who reacted in much the same way as the Pharisees did to Jesus, was invited by their father to join in the celebration of the return of his brother. We are likewise invited to be reconciled with God, as we hear in the hymn, Jesus Sinners Doth Receive.
A reading from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. So he told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'"
Us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages are offered immediately following the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. This coming Wednesday evening, April 2nd, everyone is welcome to the continuing journey through the Lenten season with a worship service at 6:30. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, God is there to grant you a new life in Christ.
Abide, O dearest Jesus, among us with you. Satan may not harm us, nor we to sin give place. Abide, O faithful Savior, among us with your love. Grant steadfastness and help. Amen.